Now, as the Christmas arrives, the channel we regard it as a bit of a friends fest. We meet up with old friends, we bring new friends home for 2 weeks, it's pretty much friends a go-go. But what if, for whatever reason, you didn't really have as many friends as you'd like to pretend you did? What if, when the office parties die down, you didn't have quite as many social options as you'd like? Well, I'll tell you what, you might find that you'd be a bit lonely, but you'd be very, very far from unique. Websites that offer a way to help over 30s find, you know, similar friends have waiting lists. Would you believe? Waiting lists. You know, it's very, if you're over 30, sometimes it can be very hard to meet new people. Making new friends can become more and more difficult. Helping us to discuss this morning, Fiona McCann from the Irish Times. Good morning, Fiona. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. And also Veronica Walsh, organiser of Current Affairs Meetup Group through meetup.com. Good morning, Veronica. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm very well, thanks.
Thank you both very much for joining me. It's funny, I was just kind of talking about it last night, and it's something you're always very slow to admit to, isn't it? If you just are slightly sort of, to even use the word lonely, it's very, very hard to say, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's got a stigma. You just don't want to do that.
No, far from it. But Fiona, you're just to take your kind of tale, because you know when you were in college in Ireland, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Would you be, you know, friends a go go at that point?
Yeah, I mean, I had a great social life. It was all brilliant. And I've lived in Ireland on and off for a lot of my 20s, and yeah, no problem making friends or having people around me
very
at
much
that
the,
point.
Yeah, very much the same as all of us, really. But then you went over to Buenos Aires?
I went off for 4 years, left in my late 20s, grand, happy out, loads of friends, and came back then in my early 30s. And I suppose I should specify that I still had loads of friends, but they were all at a very different point in their lives at that when I came back. And I had, I suppose, less people in the same place as I was, less people who wanted to do the same things I wanted to do. And that was what was difficult, I suppose, about the return.
When you look back on it, was it a happy time, an unhappy time?
No, what I mean, I thought, I kind of came back all guns blazing, and I thought I was going to give it socks and it was going to be brilliant. And I kind of maintained that attitude. In retrospect, I think I was probably miserable for about a year.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't admit it to myself.
I suppose it must have just taken you a while to realise that, you know, this isn't just a one-off thing. It's kind of a recurring pattern. You know, a lot of my friends have kind of gone elsewhere.
Yeah, I suppose the thing is, I mean, you don't, like, I thought, look, I have loads of people in my life. I can't possibly be lonely, you know. I have all of my school friends were still available to me on the phone. You know, I just, they, you know, had, a lot of them had moved out of the city. They were starting families, you know, and I'd come back and I wanted to get out and meet new people. And I suppose not only were they unable to, because geographically they were in a different space, they also had less time and they had less inclination. I think as well, people get into a certain point when they're in their 30s and they think, well, I've actually enough friends. I'm hard pressed to keep up with the ones I already have. I don't really need new ones, you know.
It's true. And where did that leave you?
Well, I had to make, I suppose when I finally acknowledged, it took me ages to kind of realise, look, you're not coming back to the life you left. You're not, you're going to have to start up a lot of new friendships. That was the difficult thing, like to actually come to terms with that and go, okay, all my old schoolmates, as great and they all are as friends and everything, are all in very specific circumstances now, and you know you're going to have to open it out and get a whole bunch of new.
It must be very hard to do that, because you do kind of think, you know, especially after being through college where you're thrown together with so many people your own age, to think that, God, I might need to start looking around for a few more now. That must be very hard.
Well, it was hard, and it was, see, it's so much easier when you're abroad, because you can go up to anyone, you know, you're kind of totally disinhibited, I suppose, abroad. Whereas in Ireland, you can't be chatting up random strangers in bar and then, you know, in a bar and then sort of specify that you just want to be their friend. Mm. It's not an easy thing to accomplish. So it was difficult.
And how are Irish people? Are we very welcoming in that circumstance, or, you know?
Well, I suppose
suspicious.
It's not that Irish people are unfriendly, and the cliche is that we're extremely friendly, and you can chat to anyone in Ireland in any circumstance, and that's still, I think, pertains. But what the difficulty is that after a certain age, people aren't as open, I suppose, for time constraints, and probably a little bit, would probably I, somebody who kind of wanted to immediately invite themselves into their life, you know, with maybe, you know, merited suspicion. But
What's her story? They're all thinking, what's
exactly.
going on?
Exactly. Yeah, I know. I'm trying to make myself sound like a total weirdo, but, you know.
And you know, where did it kind of leave you? Where did you find it was, you know, hitting you at the hardest? Was it times like Christmas or just, you know, Friday nights? Or?
Well, I suppose socially it was, you know, the weekend or getting people to do stuff on a Friday or Saturday night. You know, I'd come to the end of a working week and be like, yippee, you know, and... you realise that if a lot of your friends are in a different place and the people that you have in your life are, say, you know, either starting families or in the suburbs or, you know, what it, you suddenly find yourself on a Friday night dying to go out and at a loss with for somebody to bring.
So what did you do?
Well, I suppose, I mean, I suppose I'm relatively outgoing, and I had one ace in my pack in terms of another girl who had come home from Argentina at the same time as I did. So we were some consolation to each other.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of being, I suppose, just being very outgoing and being up for stuff all the time. I mean, I remember chatting to, you know, groups of people in various places whenever I'd meet them in bars or in social circumstances, and then, you know, accepting the kind of invitations that maybe you wouldn't ordinarily, which was actually a great adventure when I think back on it. I mean, that was the plus side of it all.
Yeah.
I ended up at sort of, you know, a party with a whole entire, all made up of Spaniards at one stage, you know, in a part of Dublin I never would have visited.
Yeah.
Or, so it was just being open to a lot of stuff. And, you know, having said that it's difficult, there still are people out there who are open to new stuff or who find themselves in a similar situation. We seek each other out.
Yeah, that kind of attitude is the kind of attitude you have in your early days in college, isn't it? Just go anywhere.
Yeah, you're just up for stuff.
grab a six-pack and head off, God knows where.
Exactly. But
did you consider stuff like websites at all?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose not for... I did consider it. I joined a dating site where at the time I was considering moving to London because I was finding it so difficult.
Wow.
And I had a friend in London who was on the dating site, and she was like, oh, just get on the site, it's great for meeting people. So, but I never ended up, I didn't do, you know, a friendship, I suppose, site really in the end. I only ended up meeting a couple of people from that site. And then, but I think it's a great idea. I mean, and dating sites, book clubs, whatever, you know, whatever it takes. Because it's not as easy to, you know, meet people in the way it was when you were in your 20s.
So
just acknowledge that.
Yeah. So it surprised you how difficult it was, but you did get it back on. It's back on track now, isn't it?
Ah, yeah, it's grand. It's back on track. It's just, I suppose, in a way, it was a case of identifying that, you know, I did need to make an extra effort and that it wasn't going to all just fall into place like it had before, you know. But no, I'm not Johnny No Mates anymore.
Thank God for that, Fiona. Veronica, is this a familiar story to you?
It is. Well, I don't have the excuse of having lived abroad. I got there in a different way, and it can happen to anybody. I've worked for myself the last few years, so I've no colleagues and no social outlets through that. I've had close friends move to Brisbane, another move to London, and I don't have children, but yeah, similar story. Most of my old friends are married. They're too busy and they don't have time to go gallivanting with me the way they used to. And, you know, you lose touch with some people as the years go by and your lives go in different directions. And before you know it, there are pockets of time when you really fancy going out and there's nobody to play with. It's, the same thing.
Yeah. And, you know, from the married point of view, if you know, single friends get in touch, they're so much more inclined to go later.
Yes.
Than a married couple.
That's exactly
a married
right.
couple might shock them with their definition of a late night, half 9, 10 o'clock sometimes.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So you're ending up with pockets of time on your hands.
Well, and
how
I mean,
bad
you're married friends now. You will go for dinner and lunches and the odd weekend away, but, you know, they can't. You've got more time to fill than they do, as you say, and later time, you know, bigger time.
How big an issue then did it become for you?
Well, it snuck up on me, and then it was a big issue, and it's embarrassing. You don't want to go to the people you do still have and start whinging and begging them to spend more time with you. And, you know, the Irish, we are quite insular. It's very hard to make new friends when you get into your 30s and 40s. You'd frighten the life out of people coming on too strong. You know, they're backing away from you slowly, thinking you're going to, you know, spend nights sitting on the sofa watching the telly with them or invading their space. You know, it's hard.
So tell me about the website.
Right. Well, I was off investigating what events were on in Dublin that I could either go to on my own without feeling like a spare, or use as an excuse to call people, like my married friends, like you, where there'd be, you know, something on that, you know, do you fancy coming to this, as opposed to pubs and clubs.
Yeah.
And I came across meetup.com, which is what I'm here to talk about, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's an international social networking site. And it's got millions of members and thousands of meetups. It's in cities all over the world, and it's in Dublin now. So have you had a look at it yourself?
No, I haven't had a chance.
No? Okay.
It's just, you know,
all right. Well,
I'll use that card till the cows come home.
Yeah, not yeah. sure. Why should you?
Yeah.
I found a Dublin book club that was on meetup.com, went in and had a look, and, you know, the idea is that it'll get people using the internet to get off the internet. You know, there'd be local groups. It could be anything, hill walking, salsa dancing, meditation, discovering your angels.
Discovering your angels.
There's angels and stuff, yeah.
Wow,
there are events for motivational speakers that do self-help stuff. Polyamory groups, if you want more than one partner in that way.
Wow.
There's all sorts of stuff on it.
Sounds like a wide range of interests.
It is, and it's growing all the time. New groups are popping up all the time. I think it's fairly new to Dublin. I'm not sure how many groups are on it, but there's something there to fit pretty much anybody.
Yeah, and did you go to some of the meetings?
I didn't, because I didn't really fancy what was there, but it gave me the idea that I could set one up that was just for me, that fit me.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, socially we're attracted to people that mimic our own lifestyles.
Yeah.
You know, we want to hang out with people like us.
Yeah. You mightn't want to meet angels, for instance.
I might not, and I don't.
So.
But I'm a bit of an anorak. I'm mad into my politics and current affairs.
Yeah.
So I set up a Dublin Current Affairs meetup, a brunch club.
Yeah.
And the idea was that geeks like me would meet somewhere comfortable with great food once a month on a Sunday morning with the day's newspapers, and drink coffee and eat French toast and just discuss the world and its life.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
Sounds great. Sounds great.
Is.
And how did it go?
Well, it was pretty slow to start. The brunch thing hasn't really worked out because I have like 87 members over the last few months, and they'd all say, yes, and what a great idea, that's fantastic. My friends aren't into it. And some of these people have been married, by the way, and actually have friends, but people don't do this kind of thing. And it's nice, and it's always nice to meet new people, do new things, but they couldn't get out of bed on Sunday mornings because Saturday nights happen before Sunday mornings and stuff.
They do, I'm afraid.
They do. So, you know, that was slow, and I had emails and suggestions that that wasn't a great idea, so I moved it up to a late lunchtime, and then alcohol kind of snuck into the mix, and we were there from like 3:30 to 8:30 or 9:00. Then it turned into a dinner last week where we got thrown out when it was, you know, when the bar closed. So yeah, it's worked beautifully.
Alcohol was the original social networking site in Ireland, you know, which we used for absolutely everything.
Well, that's a problem, you know. More than half of my members are not Irish. You know, I would have French and Italians and Dutch and German. And I knew I was doing this thing for you, so when we were out last week, I brought it up and asked, you know, how do you find making friends in Ireland? And, you know, the huge way we use alcohol here socially was a big problem for them.
Yeah.
You know, it's just about the pub, that's it.
Mm.
And, you know, they're not mad about that.
No, I can imagine, all right. We are changing, but probably not quickly enough for them.
Well, yeah, we're kind of Europeans, but we're not quite there yet. Like, the other night, there was, at midnight, all but one of the non-Irish said good night, that was lovely, and they had spent the last hour sipping coffee and drinking water and chatting, and off they went to be bright-eyed for work in the morning. And the rest of us stayed till we were thrown out.
So
we haven't grown up yet.
No, that's an issue we're probably going to need to talk about on the show at some point.
You should.
But because it's hard to explain what it is, gets inside us. We never want to leave. Once the bottle's open, we never want to leave.
That's it. We're having fun.
We are indeed.
We can't stop.
Fiona, would you like the sound of that website?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds great. And I think that's another really important thing, kind of bringing people together on a subject that they have in common, because no matter how many friends you have, there's often and always an aspect of you that, you know, doesn't get an outlet because it doesn't interest those around you. So, sounds brilliant.
Very good. Well, I'm forever running out of time, but Fiona and Veronica, thanks very much for joining me this morning. The thing is, what I'm hearing is that if you do, it's very easy to find yourself in that situation, and when it does, you have to put the effort in, don't you?
You do,
absolutely.
Simple as that. Mm-hmm. Fiona, thanks very much for joining us. Veronica as well, thank you very much. If you want to get in touch, just 1894 53106.